Manufacturing at RevivalAI.com own stock in the future of Bible design and manufacturing. From content, format, and version to custom covers, become an owner of the only tech company to give Christians the power to design a personalized Bible. For as little as $100, invest in Revival AI, a company revolutionizing the Bible industry and bringing the production of God's Word back to America. Learn more at RevivalAI.com.
Ah, tax season. Opening that confirmation email and... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, all the info identity thieves need is on your tax forms. That's why LifeLock monitors your personal information, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and works to fix it if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
These days, many of us are working from home or helping our kids with homework. Do you ever worry about running out of ink? I want to make sure you have the right printer, whether you're working from home or learning from home. And that's, of course, the Epson EcoTank printer. It makes it easy. These super tank printers have super-sized, easy-to-fill tanks, and they come with a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. So you can forget about rushing to the store to replace an ink cartridge in between print jobs ever again. Kiss expensive ink cartridges goodbye, because Epson EcoTank is changing the way.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on how easy it is to get a COVID-19 shot now in some places.
Starting tomorrow, the Broward County, Florida school district will encourage students to get a COVID shot by making it very easy. The COVID vaccine will be available at all high schools in the county, both the first and the second dose. Students under 18 will have to have a parent with them. Georgia's mass vaccination sites are giving out shots now with no appointment necessary. And it's just one shot, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Some people have hesitations about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of reports of blood clots developing in some recipients. The Biden administration said Monday that four families that were separated at the Mexico border during Donald Trump's presidency will be reunited in the United States this week, in what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas called just the beginning of a broader effort.
Two of the four families include mothers who were separated from their children in late 2017, one Honduran and another Mexican. Mayorkas declined to give their identities. He described them as children who were 3 years old at the time and teenagers who have had to live without their parents during the most formative years. Parents will return to the United States on humanitarian parole while authorities consider other longer-term forms of legal status. The average stay for an unaccompanied child in Border Patrol custody has plummeted to about 20 hours, below the legal limit of 72 hours and down from 133 hours in late March. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The nation's top general says he's now open to considering a proposal to take decisions on sexual assault prosecution out of the hands of military commanders. That's a potentially significant shift in the debate over combating sexual assault in the military. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said in an interview that while he's not ready to endorse the proposal, he has dropped his previous opposition because the problem has persisted despite other efforts to solve it. On Wall Street, the Dow by 238 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas-based Real Water hired a man with almost no experience to oversee its testing at one of its bottling plants. During a pretrial deposition, Casey Aiken testified he was originally hired in June of last year to load bottled water onto pallets at the company's Desert Inn location for $10 an hour. In August, he was offered a raise and a new job at the company's Henderson plant, head water technician. The former vacuum and timeshare salesman testified his new job required him to test for contaminants using an oxidation reduction potential meter, which he received a couple of hours of hands-on training. At least six more cases of hepatitis have been linked to drinking Real Water. The Southern Nevada Health District reports that cases of acute non-viral hepatitis bring the total to 11. Well, here's an orange cone alert. A stretch of the Las Vegas Strip has been narrowed to one lane in each direction. Las Vegas Boulevard between Spring Mountain and Resorts World Drive is down to just one lane in each direction now through Friday morning. Four county officials say the lane restrictions are needed to pave that road in that area. They say closing multiple lanes will allow the crews to carry out that paving much quicker and limit the impact on the area businesses, which is good for business.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for a crash westbound Blue Diamond. That's at Durango, and it's blocking the left turn lane there. Also, an incident blocking the left lane. That's 15 southbound at Oakey. And lane and speed reductions. That's Interstate 11 south. That will be between Wagon Wheel and Paradise Hills.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, May 3rd. We're already into the month of May. Good to have you with us. A brand new month. That means new challenges, new adventures, and you're going to be with us for all of it. As he does every Monday, it's great to have Victor Jakes on, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us. Victor, does it feel any different when we move to May 1st?
Well, I guess things are a little more open. And, on a personal note, my kids are almost out of school, so sometimes I'm seeing some differences.
I think it's like, only 17, 18 days left of the school year before the kids are coming home again. What is different? The 80%, is there that much difference between 80% and what we're going to be doing at 100% soon on June 1st?
You know, I really don't think so. I think maybe some of the larger venues might see their capacity levels continue to kind of creep upwards. I think I read the Golden Knights were going to only be at 50% for right now. And so I expect that you'll start seeing the larger venues who maybe aren't quite to 80%, see their capacity go up here over the next couple of weeks. And I think maybe restaurants who, were having to turn people away or couldn't quite fit as many people as they wanted to at 50%, they'll see some benefit from this. But I think, I think in terms of a person's in daily, how much they go out and about, I don't think you're going to see that much change.
For instance, I've seen the traffic levels are much higher today than they were, say, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I certainly think that's true. I think you're seeing a couple of things. One is the vaccines have gone out, and if you look at any of the data, the vaccines are very effective, and I'm hoping that people who have been vaccinated are starting to live with the confidence that should come with that. I think there's the other part is it's just people are getting more comfortable with getting back to normal. I think some people have been comfortable for a long time, and other people have been very cautious, and I think you're starting to see more and more of those people come out.
With May 1st, the governor has ceded much power, emergency power, to the local communities, the cities, the counties, that kind of thing. And I'm just curious, how will it be different here in Clark County with Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the chair of the Clark County Commission, versus the governor? Will they lead in a different way?
Well, I actually think most of their leadership has already happened behind the scenes. I am convinced that, Sisolak came out with his June 1st pronouncement that, everything's going to be open by 100% by June 1st because he knew the counties were going to be very aggressive and he basically wanted the credit for it. I think there's been a lot of stuff behind the scenes where the county officials around the state, and especially here in Clark County being so populous, have just said, look, we're not doing that, or we're not going along with that, or we're going to publicly oppose you on that. And that's caused the governor to, I think, rethink some of the things that he would have wanted to have done. And what else you see with the county is that we see a clear roadmap forward. They've said if 60% of adults get vaccinated, they're going to 100%. It's none of this, I'm going to put an edict out there and, I'll just remove it whenever I feel like it, and you won't know when. Which is what we've endured under Sisolak for the past 14 months.
Well, now, so where are we as far as vaccinations? If the goal is to get to 60%, are we anywhere close to that?
45% of adults in Clark County was the last figures I saw. So, you think you probably gained a little bit over the weekend or today. So I'm not quite sure we'll make 60% by June 1st. I think it'll be pretty close. So I guess we'll see.
And if we are close, do you think Marilyn Kirkpatrick, as opposed to Steve Sisolak, that they'll just kind of ignore the difference?
I really don't think so. And I think the big reason is that, 80%, most places I don't think really get to 80% all that often. I think that I think the biggest thing would be the arenas or the shows, where they would like to. I guess the shows might be under the Gaming Control Board, and so I just don't think there's going to be that much of an impetus to shave a week off of it when they know the 100% is coming.
What is your sense of within the business community as to whether they're ready for this now? I know we've had job fairs at a lot of the local resorts. Do you get a sense that they're going to be ready to go and that the public demand will meet their ability to serve?
It's actually a great question, because what we've seen here in Nevada and around the country is that a lot of businesses are having trouble hiring workers. And I think there's a couple of factors there. I mean, I think some people, you know, maybe were in an industry like the restaurant industry and COVID got them out of it, and now they're happy in some other industry. But the other thing you have to look at is there are a lot of people who are getting paid pretty close to what they would make working to sit on the couch for the next couple of months because of the enhanced unemployment benefit. And so I think you're really going to see people struggling to hire through, I think, September is when those benefits run out.
Well, one of the, and again, there are byproducts of this May 1st thing versus June 1st. I saw at least some of the bars have taken down the glass partitions, which to me were claustrophobic for guys like me, and it was awful. Do you see any other major changes coming? And the one, of course, everybody always asks me about, and I'm sure they ask you about the mask.
Thinking mask mandate, that is the one that, you know, to me it just seems like Sisolak's holding on to it because he can. You know, it's like his little bit of authority that he just wants to be able to tell everyone, you know, oh, put this over your face, and you know, the science simply doesn't back him up. The experience that we've seen in other states just doesn't back up the requirement for it. You know, my personal feeling, and I don't have inside information, is I don't think we're going to get rid of that thing before the end of summer.
Let me just make sure. Before the end of the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I would be shocked if it came before Labor Day, just like getting rid of the mask mandate. And maybe he'll prove me wrong. I hope he does. I can certainly see it extending all the way through next New Year's. Maybe into February of 2022. At some point, he's got to get rid of it because he's running for re-election, and you know those political dimensions start factoring in. You know, maybe if the recall is going badly for Gavin Newsom gets rid of it, and then Sisolak follows along. But you know, it's almost become like a religious symbol, I think, to many on the left. You know, it's like, this is the thing that will protect me. You know, like they're holding up the cross to the vampire. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The mask has become a political symbol, and obviously, and I'll just tell you that at the Americans for Prosperity event Friday night that I attended, there weren't lots of masks on people. Do you, and we already have 9 counties that have essentially said the mask mandate is out. Do you think the people will give up the masks before the governor does?
Well, I think it just depends on the people, right? I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, myself included, you know, never wore the mask outside. You know, will wear. But you know, I mean, the science isn't there to support mask wearing outside. It just doesn't make any sense. It's virtue signaling of the highest order. But then there are other people who, you know, listen to Dr. Fauci and are more cautious than Dr. Fauci, who, you know, has been just a huge flip-flopper and gone back and forth, and I think been very too cautious in many instances. And so I think you really see a pretty stark division. And I think the thing is that, you know, the people that that anyone is going to hang around with, I think are going to fall in sort of the same camp as you, you know, because you're being around them. And so I do think there's a divide. I don't think everyone agrees with me or is acting the same with me, where it's just like this mask is, you know, performance theater and not really worth the time. I think there are people who think it's very seriously, and I think they're going to be hard pressed to give it up.
More from Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk about his latest column, which was just spot on relative to educators who want more money for education. And you know where they're going to get it from? From you. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Joining us, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Your column today was just absolutely spot on. There is apparently some commission that recommended that the governor and the legislature consider increasing property and sales taxes, use taxes across the border, and essentially, it's coming out of your pocket. Victor, explain, what's this commission? What are they? And what's their mission statement?
So 2 years ago, the legislature created this commission to look at school funding and recommend how much more to spend and then how to pay for it, which of course means what taxes to raise. And so when you hear the commission, remember, this is the result that the Democrats wanted. Right? They created this commission to come to these results. And what the commission found is, of course, that we need to spend just oodles and oodles more, upwards of $2 to $3 billion more a year on education, which is somewhere between a third and a 50% increase on how much we spend right now. And what they said is that we've got to go after property taxes. That is just a have to. We've got to get rid of those property tax caps. I mean, it is amazing to read this report and look at how these bureaucrats just think about, you know, your property tax abatement. It's theirs. It's theirs, and you're holding it back from them. And how dare you keep your own money because it belongs to them and they want it so badly. And of course, that's not enough because they also want to raise the sales tax, or either if they don't raise the sales tax, expand the sales tax to services. And so, look, I mean, $2 to $3 billion is a lot of money, and they're coming after it.
Well, but I know you have written on this a lot over the years. What is the correlation between the amount of money being spent on education and the outcomes?
Well, I mean, it's practically non-existent. I mean, there are states that spend a lot of money. Of course, Washington, D.C. is the one that comes right to mind and just have terrible results. And there are states that don't spend money, that spend comparable to Nevada, less than Nevada. They, like Florida comes to mind, and they do very well. And what we, you know, what you see basically is it's not how much you spend, it's how you spend the money. And it's so amazing to read this report and to talk about, oh, the need for more money and the need to meet the national average. And, you know, if every other state just cut their education spending down so that we were at the national average, we shouldn't be satisfied with the results because the results are still not very good. And so you can't peg the, you know, how Nevada's education is doing by the input. It's got to be the output. And but, you know, the premise of this report, of course, is that if we just spend more money, and then they never talk about, well, what's going to happen with that money? You know, if you go to the store and you don't like a product, you spend, you know, a little bit more and get a different product, you usually get a better product. But that's because there's competition, right? There's a market. Companies are having to compete to earn your business. But what this is basically the monopoly saying, shovel more money into the monopoly, and we're not going to tell you, you know, what difference it's going to make, how, you know, what the product difference is going to be. Just give us more money and trust us. And we've been doing that for the last few decades. And I don't trust you. It's not going to end well.
I know that they're opening up week 14 of the Nevada legislature. We're coming down to the final. The education budget, by the Constitution, has to be the first budget bill that comes out. Are we close to getting that out? And are we spending more money or less money on education this year?
You know, the process always is tight, and it's not a reflection of this year. It's just... you know, they're trying to work through all the budgets and then create the budgets and you know, basically square all the spending with how much money they have. And so I think you'll see the final budgets within the last 2 weeks of the session. And again, that's totally normal. That's just kind of how the process is. I'm assuming, I haven't dug into it too much, but I'm assuming we're actually spending more once you account for all the federal dollars. I mean, with the coronavirus packages that have been passed, the feds have basically just dumped money on Nevada. And, you know, some of that I think actually will be well spent. I think the summer school this year is much needed. You know, to keep kids out of school for a year, it'd be nice to have at least another few weeks of instruction, especially if it's in person. But I think we're going to be spending a lot more. And, you know, once the coronavirus package passed, all the talk about, oh, Nevada's going to have a budget shortfall, it dissipated because we're going to have all this federal money to dole out.
All of the, what are they calling it now? Biden bucks.
Biden bucks, yeah.
And that essentially that's what we're doing. So you're convinced that we're not cutting into education. Even the non-pandemic stuff, that we have enough money for education, do we not?
Yeah, at this point, there's a couple ways to take that question. I mean, if you just talk about, are we going to be able to pay the bills? next year. Yes, they're going to be able to pay the bills. You know, they've got all this money from the feds. It's use restricted, but they can kind of move it around. They're going to be fine. Now, you know, are the unions always capable of coming back and saying, well, we see how much you have and we want 2% more? Yeah, they always are capable of doing that. Certainly would expect that to be the case. But again, that's not a funding issue. That's a structure issue. That's how you're spending the money. That's the issue there.
And I've got to ask this, and I know it sounds like it's a loaded question, but can we trust CCSD to spend the money wisely?
Well, I know. And I mean, part of this is their fault, and part of it's not. I mean, you know, their priorities are certainly not the same as I think a lot of conservatives. I mean, I think.